wish you could hear God's voice? Are you struggling to find stillness in the busyness of mom life? Is being present daily and sometimes moment by moment a battle for you? Welcome home, sister. This is Unabridged Faith. Aloha, my name is Paige Amber Bacani. I am a lover of Jesus, wife, mama, and mentor. After living by my own strength for years, I finally gave up and took a chance on Him. The simplest way to describe what the Lord has done in my life is that I was one way, and now I am completely different. I want that for you. My mission is to journey alongside you as we openly grow in our faith by being present with God's Word, practicing prayer, pursuing fellowship, and sharing powerful testimonies. If you want to learn how to invite God's peace into your heart, motherhood, and mind, I know this podcast will speak to you. Slip on your shoes, strap on your little ones, and let's go for a walk. We have a date with the Lord. All my love, your sister, Paige.
Aloha and good morning, sweet sisters. It is such a gift to connect with you 2 weeks in a row. I want to continue on with the vision that we started last week when we read Esther 4:14 and dig into it a little more and ask, what if we really were put here for such a time as this to be moms, to raise up this next generation in His love, in His peace, in His presence, with His patience? Because that's so contrast to the world that we're living in. What if we were created for such a time as this to slow down, to focus in, to single-pointedly focus on the Lord, on our marriages, on our motherhood, on our friends, on strangers that we meet throughout our day? Who knows if we were created to become a part of a kingdom so that we can grow the kingdom for such a time as this? There has never been a time like this, and there will never be a time like this again. We are living right here, right now, and we don't get a do-over. And that means so much to me that we are raising the next generation, that our children are looking up to us and they're watching us and they're copying us and they're listening to us. They're seeing how we speak to their Father, how we pray to our Father. They're seeing how, yeah, we honor and respect our parents, how we are loving and generous towards our friends and towards strangers and towards neighbors. They see, whether it's a commitment or not, to go to church, to be in community, to allow others into our home and into our lives to walk alongside of us. They're picking up on all of these things. And sometimes we can get so caught up in our day and what we want to get done. And we just forget that they're watching us. They're watching us. Rather, we're just like the busy person that's going around the house and making sure that everything is clean all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but to an extent, they are seeing. We're showing them what's important to us, and by showing them what's important to us, it's becoming important to them because they are sponges. So my question to you is, what is important to you? What are you showing your kids that is important to you? And is it what you want to be important to them, as well as is it what you want it to be important to you? Maybe that was a little bit confusing, but I was finding that for me, what I was showing my kids was important was my phone. Even though that's something that I am really aware of, something that I put away as much as possible, Facebook Marketplace got me and it just sucks me in. And it's not important to me. And it's not what I want my kids to think is important to me. I want them to know that they are important to me. An action step that I took on this was to start setting a 5-minute timer every time that I open Facebook Marketplace. And it's so incredible. It broke the chains. It lost its like its appeal. It wasn't appealing to me anymore. Like now I find myself going multiple days without even getting on. And when I do get on, I find myself getting off before the timer even goes off because I submitted what I was desiring to the Lord, and He's showing me this is not a desire of my heart for you. Yes, I have provided for you through this platform before, but this platform is not providing for you. I'm providing for you, and I can provide for you through anything that I so desire. And it's when I take things into my own hands thinking, oh, God has provided for me on Facebook Marketplace before. Now I can start providing for myself through Facebook Marketplace. It that's how it gains its power over me. That's how it reels me in, and that's how it keeps me stuck. And praise God, I have an incredible community of women around me here that helped me be able to word vomit and explain, almost ashamed, what I had been struggling with and what had been stealing my joy and my time with my children. And they helped me make this action step. And in its place, I set a 5-minute intentional time with Jacob, special time where I am on the floor with him, I'm eye level, I'm doing whatever he wants to do. I'm not asking questions, I'm not directing the play, I'm just being with him. And it makes me smile. I hope that you guys try this. Whatever you guys are struggling with, that you would limit it to these 5 minutes using a timer, and that you would then exchange that time that you would have been doing whatever it is your vice in the season onto your children or onto your husband or onto someone that the Lord has highlighted to you in this season. Because you guys, it is miraculous. Whatever it was that was holding you down and stealing that joy, it loses its appeal. And whatever it was that seemed like it could be challenging to spend 5 full minutes just immersed in play becomes what you want to do. And I am spending way more than 5 minutes with Jacob. I mean, it almost feels like my whole day is revolved around my children, which is another thing I'm working through with the Lord. But 5 minutes of intentional time, when I get into it, I find myself going for 10, 15, we just keep going longer and longer, and then we'll move outside and we'll come back inside. We'll just mix it up because I realize I was created to be a mom for such a time as this. I was created to show him God's heart. I don't get to do this over. Right now, he is 3 years old. He is soaking up everything that I'm saying, everything I'm showing him, every phone call that I have. He's listening to the words that I'm using, how I'm speaking to the person on the other end, every purchase that I make, whether it's intentional or if I'm just buying things to buy things, like everything, you guys, he is picking up on. And my daughter, she's 3 months, now 4 months, and she's picking up on it too, right? She sees everything. She feels everything. She feels when I'm anxious. She feels when I'm calm. She is nourished through my breast milk. She can even taste little things that I'm eating. They pick up on everything. And my question to you, hopefully I can simplify it this time, is what you are showing them that is important to you by using up your time on it, is it what you really want to be important to you? Or are there some things that we need to bring before the Lord in submission to him and take action steps to eliminate them or at least minimize them in our life so that we can make space and make room for things that will grow his kingdom for such a time as this, that will raise this generation of kingdom builders for such a time as this? What a gift to be with our children in any capacity, even if you are not a stay-at-home mom. The time that you are with them is a gift and a blessing and an opportunity to have eternal impact for the kingdom. And I love it. I love it so much. It sets me on fire. It makes me want to go wake both my kids up from their nap. Not really, but I love it. I hope that it encourages you. I want to piggyback too off of last week what I was sharing with you guys about the sleep training. It's funny how you can think that you're in somewhat of a good place. You think you're doing fine. You think you're making it through the day. And then you start getting sleep at night. Like, I'm getting at least 8 hours now and waking up and I'm in the Word. And sometimes even getting to move my body before they wake up. And I get to reflect back and be like, I might not have been in the best place. Like, I don't think I was doing very good. And it's so beautiful to have those moments of hindsight too, because they grow my wisdom for future seasons to continue to bring my heart humbly before the Lord and not just assuming that things are going accordingly and assuming that all is well, but knowing that I have been deceived before, thinking that I was well when I was not well. And also allowing others to speak into my life, allowing Evan to speak into my life, allowing friends to speak into my life and be concerned for me and pray over me, because we were created for such a time as this. The verse Esther 4:14 asks it as a question, who knows? But we do know, because we're here and we've been blessed with the children that we've been blessed with and the community that we've been given and potentially the husband or the boyfriend that we now have. And so it's not a question if we were born for such a time as this to build the kingdom. It's a statement. We were born for such a time as this to build the kingdom. So I would like to encourage you this week to examine your life and find the contrast between what is actually important to you, and you know it will be important to you because it's what you're spending most of your time on, versus what you want to actually be important to you. And coming before the Lord and asking Him for the strength to trade out what is important to you, what you are using your time on, if it is not what He is calling you to use it on, and to be able to trade that for what is His desire for you, what you do want to be most important to you. And maybe you're listening to this and praise God, you're like, you know what? What is actually important to me, what I do feel like is God's heart, is what I'm spending my time on. And I hope that this encourages you to smile and praise the Lord and thank Him for His leading and His guidance in your life, that you have been able to use the time that He has gifted you wisely and spent it on the things that grow His heart, that His heart has a desire for, and that are building His kingdom here on this earth in your season of motherhood as you raise His next generation to be kingdom warriors. And what a gift it is to watch this generation grow up and to grow so old. I want to be so old and just see all of the things that the Lord does in and through them because of the small, humble beginnings of our walls of our home and how we loved, how we slowed down, how we examined our lives, and how we let others also examine our lives. I love you guys so much. I hope that this was encouraging and that the Lord spoke through me to you, because He is doing a whole new work in me. And it's so encouraging to know that I was born for such a time as this, and that every moment of every day is an opportunity to impact the kingdom of God, and that it matters. Have a beautiful week. Mwah.
Sweet sister, I am eager to connect and hear how the Lord spoke to you through today's episode, or maybe even throughout the week, because I trust that He did. I want to ask you to pause and help me with a quick favor. If this podcast has blessed you in any way, please take a moment and share how through leaving a heartfelt review on Apple Podcast. This helps other women like us find unabridged faith. Your kind words fill my heart with so much joy, and I have hope that your review also encourages others. If you are ready to go all in with your faith, please email me at unabridgedfaith@gmail.com so we can stay in touch. And come join our community of faith-filled women at facebook.com/unabridgedfaith. I trust that the Lord will continue to use this podcast to draw us nearer to His heart. And I pray for a week full of intention and connection as we grow in unabridged faith. In Jesus' name, amen.